Blog Talk Radio.
Check this out.
We got a great show coming.
Check this out.
We got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, check it out.
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
Reverend Joanna Johnston, good morning to you all. Goodness, it has been two horrible days of having to go through some horrible, excruciating pain known as the migraine. It was really bad. And I was supposed to be doing a show on Sunday evening, and it was horrible. And, you know, I definitely cannot do a show if I'm not feeling good or peppy. So I'm just really grateful and thankful today that the horrible migraine went away, and I'm very, very, very happy. And I think what happened was I went to go eat. Excuse me. I went to go eat at this place called Italianus, and it's just right up the road in this near this beautiful mall here where we live. And after I ate there, I mean, the food was great, but after that, all of a sudden, within the hour, that this pain just hit me really hard. So I think it had something to do with what I was eating. It was absolutely horrible. I don't know. Or maybe it could be something in the air, but basically it started from, like, you know, my right eyebrow. There was, like, this major tension headache, and it just hit all through in the back of my head, so it was just absolutely horrible. And it was one of those horrible headaches where you go to sleep at night or you try to sleep at night, then the next morning it's still there. So I knew that it had to be something that I ate, because I've had this experience before after eating at a restaurant. And I remember years ago we were in Cancun. We were living there. I think it was in 2013. And I got so hungry one morning I ate at McDonald's. And McDonald's of all places, right? I was so hungry. That's how hungry I was. And so what happened was, excuse me, I had this excruciating pain. The same thing again. It hit in the back of my neck. To the right side, it was absolutely horrible. And so just be very careful where you eat. And usually we're really careful now. Like, we just don't go anywhere to go eat anywhere due to the fact that, you know, number one, yeah, the water. You got to wash the water down here in Yucatan, you know, where we live and everything. But not only that, it's actually the salt. And I'm not sure about here in the Yucatan side, but in the Quintana Roo side, they tend to, and all the way down to South America, I don't know if you've ever heard about the WHO organization, WHO, but they've actually are making it mandatory that everybody gets fluoridated salt, and lying to them, saying that they need it, that it should be part of their diet, or their daily diet. They have to have a tiny bit of fluoride salt. But the good thing is, at least here, they actually label it, and they tell you that there's fluoride in it. Unlike the United States, they have everything fluoridated, all your tap water, everything you drink is fluoridated. Who knows what the hell is fluoridated or not. Even the, you know, Deer Springs or certain types of waters that you think are completely pure, mountain spring water, and they're not. They're actually highly fluoridated water. But here, they make it mandatory that you have to label everything because, yes, fluoride is extremely toxic. It's a toxic poison. And when ingested in the body, it can do some really bad things. It could actually not only dumb you down, lower your IQ, it also makes your bones very brittle. And it just causes a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And it also calcifies your pineal gland, which you really need, especially during this time and age. So not to freak you all out, but that's basically it here. So we're very careful, very careful. I mean, we used to just go on a rampage and just go eat anywhere. Like, oh, let's go eat at this taco shop. We don't really care where, you know. And we would just enjoy ourselves. We didn't care. So now we're extremely careful. And there's something that we bring with us. We make sure. It's like a water filter, but it's not really a filter. Okay, it's something that we've been using. Actually, I got it from one of my students who was selling it. It's called Natural Technologies. Let's see if I can technologies structured water. If you go to Natural Technologies structured water. Structured water. Let me see. I'll tell you where to go. Because this is exactly what we're using right now for our water. It doesn't filter the water. It just changes the molecular structure of the water, which is very, very important. So if you want to check it out, it's called naturalactiontechnologies.com. naturalactiontechnologies.com. And, you know, even if the water is fluoridated, it will change the molecular structure of the water. So anything or the molecule, anything that's negative or in contrast to the body, it will change the molecular structure of it. So that way it will work in alignment with your body in the way that nature is intended to work, natural water. But it's very awesome. So we've been using that. We've been taking that with us everywhere we go. You know, if they give us water, we will put it inside this little tube thing and it will structure the water in a way. It will actually get rid of all the negative stuff. It increases hydration. It helps with increased hydration. It helps with increased skin and hair health, improved growth of crops, lower water surface tension, reduces pipe corrosion. It gives you healthier gardens and livestock, improves illness, immunity, detoxifies pollutants. I mean, there's just so many things that it does for you. But I suggest that you check it out. It says, Natural Action Technology Structured Water Flow Form maximizes the action of a mountain stream, creating what is referred to in nature as a double vortex, meaning that when you drink a glass of water or you bathe or shower in water that has flowed through Natural Action Technology Structured Water products, you're getting the same energetic life-enhancing properties you would find in nature's water. So, if you want to check it out, I mean, I'm not selling it myself, but just go to the website and you can find it. NaturalActionTechnologies.com is what it's called. It's very, very, very fascinating stuff, and it really helps with drinking pure, clean water. And it's good for you, okay? So that's what we're doing now. So we're, you know, doing what we can to actually help ourselves. And it also has a hookup for the shower. So it actually helps, you know, whenever you're taking a shower and everything, the water comes down and it makes you feel really good. It makes you feel tingly all through your body, makes your hair a lot softer. It just does wonders for you. So unfortunately, I left my shower in Baja, so I have to have my ex-husband send it over to me. Ay, ay, ay. But, yeah, we're definitely in need of that. But other than that, yeah, we're waiting for the sink, the one that it actually hooks up. It's for the sink, specifically for the sink. So that way every time that we use sink water or whatever, it will be structured. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, it's very, very awesome stuff. But anyway, so we're very careful with what we take into our body. It doesn't matter where you're at in the world anymore. You can't really trust anybody or trust their products or, you know, trust that the people even know what's going on because, you know, that's just how it is with the governments. But anyway, so I just wanted to let you know I'm feeling much better. much better than I have felt in the past couple days. Thank the gods for that. So now, what we're doing, what is going on with us lately, and why we are back in the Yucatan? Well, we're back in the Yucatan, which is, we were talking about this last night, which is really, really funny. My husband and I were talking, and getting into really, really deep discussions about what is happening. And we're always getting pulled back to this area for some reason. And we're trying to figure out why. I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's really awesome. You know, this is the place where all the Mayan pyramids are, the cenotes, you know, which were created by the asteroids thousands of years ago, created beautiful holes, sinkholes that with nice, clear blue cenote water, which is very ancient water. And, you know, there's just so many things about this place. That's very, very magical. And it's like the universe is saying, you need to keep coming back here. And it all started out when we met a friend. I met a friend years ago, back when I launched the SovereignWarriors.Ning.com site. And, hold on. Sorry. But anyways, what happened was we created the SovereignWarriors.Ning.com site years ago. I think it was 2010 or 2011 it launched. And from then on, I met a lot of interesting people. And one of the people that we met was part of a group that was actually from New Zealand. And they were dealing with foreclosures, home foreclosures, and all that stuff. And we met a friend that was directly connected with those people. And he's actually from here, but he was living there in California, where we were living in California at the time. So it was interesting. Like, when we started talking about his phone, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm from here. Whoa, what is that? What? Where is I don't know where the hell it was. Or South America, I don't know where it was, and how much of the bubble I was living. Okay, I was living in the bubble. I was like, oh my God, I always wanted to go there. I've been attracted to the Mayan pyramids, the Peru, the Nazca lines, Machu Picchu, and all that. I wanted to go to where the temples were. I want to go where the water is. I was to the Puerto Vallarta side, but I've never gone that far. And that was really, really intriguing. I'm like, wow, I really want to go there. It's real tricky. I tried the time that I was working with, that was the whole, that taught me, you know, the whole Kroger, brought something up that was right before that, by the way, my friend. Going to teach me stuff. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? On the other side, which is commercial lines, I really left there, but just kind of got that tourist vibe, so I felt like time people would look at us. That we were tourists, and so they were trying to sell the tickets to us. That's kind of annoying after a while. I thought that was really important, but I fell in love, absolutely in love. Fell in love with Salome. Salome is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my life. Absolutely magical. You've got the whole Mayan temple right there, overlooks the beautiful clear blue turquoise water. And so wonderful, so beautiful, so wonderful, that it actually goes. We really, really had time. We love it there a lot. Absolutely beautiful. For my mom, I was a little before, but that wasn't the relationship I did, but still something kept drawing us back there. So we talked about those lessons, and we're like, what is it about from this experience? So it's the Mayan pyramids and all that. The background in the Haile Gwaii part of the Order of the Golden Dawn for me, the last part of the Dark Order of the Golden Dawn for me. The school of that Western magic, which we also call it the other still a class itself as well. And it was composed of the Kabbalah, magic, Rosicrucianism, Hermeticism, and so forth. Immerse yourself in the elements, work with the natural forces of life. Not only that, actually, to a point where you're with the Holy Garden, gentlemen. Really, that's the whole point of the part of the Golden Dawn. Actually, control of your reality, which is your work with yourself. You cannot change reality outside yourself unless you work within yourself first. You have to do the work first within. Okay. And, you know, get really good enough where you are able to control the elements, the five elements, air, earth, fire, water, and be able to rise up the planes or the sephiro of the Kabbalistic tree of life. And eventually you will be able to communicate with your holy guardian angel. That's pretty much what it's about. And I've always have been very, very intrigued with that system. I've dabbled into Wicca, I've dabbled into other types of paganism, but for some reason I always end up coming back because within I've always felt drawn, I've always felt a connection, and I feel that I've been part of those temples many, many lifetimes ago, including the Golden Dawn as well. I feel a major relationship, some type of connection there. Like when I read through the books, it's home, I've been there before. Been there, done that. So, yeah, and I studied that for many, many, many years. So, there is an interesting link here. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I've heard about this a while ago, but I haven't really delved into it as much as I did last night. And the Golden Dawn is actually, it's like their belief, the system is surrounded, is based upon the Enochian, you know, books of Enoch, and the Emerald Tablets and Hermeticism. Well, the Emerald Tablet was created by Thoth. Okay, or Thoth, or however you want to say it, T-H-O-T-H, and who also came back as Hermes. Okay, Thoth was, you know, the Egyptian god. they that is actually described as like a bird or a falcon with a falcon head. Well, he, according to the Emerald Tablets, was an Atlantean priest. And they've actually discovered the Emerald Tablets here in the Yucatan, believe it or not, which I find to be absolutely fascinating. And let me read this. There's a book out that you guys can check out. It's called The Emerald Tablets of Thoth or Toe, the Atlantean. And it's actually, it's a literal English to Spanish translation, which also includes the 1939 original, unchanged and edited English edition from the Brotherhood of the White Temple. And that's where you want to get this book from. You can get it on Amazon, Kindle, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, etc. But let me read this to you because I just find it extremely fascinating and I'm just linking everything together here. Then die. That is your life. That is your decision on what you want to do with your own freaking life. And for someone to come in and tell you what you need to do and not do, I mean, as long as you're not hurting anybody out there, that's fine. As far as drugs, if you want to do drugs in your home, do it in your home, you know. But they want to control every freaking thing you do. They want to control your, you know, that, you know, you need a license for this, a license for that, license to breathe, license to drink water, license to fish. I mean, somewhere along the line, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing this? Why? What is up with all these rules? Who in the hell made these people God? Yes, you see. And this is the problem. They're playing God. They're playing God too long, for too long here. But the people, have been dumbed down because, number one, they're highly fluoridated. We're breathing in. On the west side anyway, you're breathing in radiation, okay, chemtrails that are being dumped from the sky. So somewhere along the line, you have to ask that question, what is going on? I need to make a change. And the most awesome thing that you can do is start working from within, start meditating, start, you know, communicating with your higher self and start creating the reality that you choose. And it does not begin on YouTube. It does not begin on TV. It begins with yourself. It begins with listening to your imagination. When we've actually been told by our teachers that stop imagining things, get back to reality. Well, they kept throwing that at you. Why? Because your imagination is the key. It's the power. It's a power source. You know, the more you imagine what you wish to create and live a fantasy reality, the more that you're actually drawing that fantasy into the mundane. That's the power, and that is something that our schools tried very hard to teach our students at a very young age to believe that, you know, your imagination is just a joke. Start focusing on reality instead. Because imagination, visualization, is just as real as your perception now, as how what you're perceiving now in your reality, what this chair is that you're sitting on, this glass of smoothie or water that you're drinking. It's just as real as that. So with that being said, when you really focus and you start working magic on a higher level, you start to create the reality you wish. And before you know it, these dark cabal or powers that be will no longer exist in your reality anymore. It's getting back to that. It's going back to that again. And the more of us, I mean, again, there's more of us than there are of them. And the more of us that can come together and do this, we can actually see the shift happening. You know, anything, just go back, listen to the Celt or those international grandparents or whatever actually retreat. Find out about all that. Really, really tap into history and start reading about the history, especially the lost history. And that's where we're at right now. We're delving into that right now. So we want to We're trying to find the truth of everyone while we're here. So we're not really for sure. So guys, I know that for that. We're here for more. that we're doing a lot of the stuff that we don't like for that purpose and that reason. That. It's not about hurting people or going after people or doing about actually going with them, not them. Going with them. What? This is a reality I don't want. The reality I don't like. I'm just searching for it right now. It would be not my old part. Have how comfortable we are. We're about to run out of time. Why don't we love them on the wall? If you want to join our forum, go to sanctuarythepathforward.com. If you want to come to the room, watch out that webinar coming up in September. The last webinar, September webinar, November webinar, and after that, workshop, physical workshop, to train, we'll come over and train and be online. Okay. It was a pleasure to share information with you all. Love and light to you all. Hope you have the picture at the store.com.